The Thought for Today. I'm Stefan. I'm presenting some good music from the album Marcia, An Understanding Heart. So we'll be going to the Book of Psalms, but first of all, do you have your eyes on him today?
I'll keep my eyes on you. When I turn my gaze to people, they just let me down. But your love is the strongest thing I've ever found. Lord, I don't know why I try to take my life back into my hands. But all the time for me, you had the perfect plan. So I'll do as you command. I'll keep my eyes on you. All through my days, I'll want you always there before me. I don't care if wealth or fame choose to ignore me. Lord, I don't know why I try to live my life by my own desires. When living in your will, I find the peace of life.
I'll keep my eyes on you from Understanding Heart. That's Marcia. Thank you very much. Now we're going to go to the Book of Psalms on the Thought for Today. Psalm 79. O Yahweh, thy land has been conquered by the heathen nations. Thy temple is defiled, and Jerusalem is a heap of ruins. Well, that's not far from the fact of today, is it? Verse 2, the bodies of thy people lie exposed, food for birds and animals. The enemy has butchered the entire population of Jerusalem. Blood has flowed like water. No one is left even to bury them. The nations all around us scoff. They heap contempt on us. O Yahweh, how long will you be angry with us? Forever? Will thy jealousy burn till every hope is gone? Pour out thy wrath upon the rebellious nations, not on us, and on kingdoms that refuse to pray, that will not call upon thy name. For they have destroyed thy people, Israel, invading every home. Oh, do not hold us guilty for our former sins. Let thy tender-hearted mercies meet thy needs, and meet our needs, for we are brought low to the dust. Help us, mighty one of our salvation. Help us for the honor of thy name. O save us and forgive our sins. Why should the heathen nations be allowed to scoff? Where is their mighty one? Publicly avenge this slaughter of thy people. Listen to the sighing of the prisoners and those condemned to die. Demonstrate the greatness of thy power by saving them. O Yahweh, take sevenfold vengeance on these nations, scorning thee. Then we, thy people, the sheep of thy pasture, will thank thee forever and ever, praising your greatness from generation to generation. Here's Psalm 80. O Shepherd of Israel, who leads Israel like a flock, O Yahweh enthroned above the cherubim, bend down thy ear and listen as I plead. Display thy power and radiant esteem. Let Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh see you rouse yourself and use thy mighty power to rescue us. Turn us again to thyself, O Yahweh. Look down on us in love and joy. Only then shall we be saved. Cause thy face to shine upon us, it says there in the original and the King James. O Yahweh, the mighty one of heaven's armies, how long wilt thou be angry and reject our prayers? Thou hast fed us with sorrow and tears, and you have made us the scorn of the neighboring nations. They laugh among themselves. Turn us again to thyself, O Yahweh of hosts. Look down on us in joy and love. Cause thy face to shine upon us. Only then shall we be saved. You brought us from Egypt as though we were a tender vine, and drove away the heathen from your land and planted us. Thou clearest the ground and tilled the soil, and we took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with our shadow. We were like the mighty cedar trees, or the cedars of Yahweh, covering the entire land from the Mediterranean Sea to the Euphrates River. But now you have broken down our walls, leaving us without protection. The boar from the forest roots around us, and the wild animals feed on us. Come back, we beg of thee, O Yahweh of the armies of heaven, and bless us. Look down from heaven and see our plight and care for this, your vine. Protect what you yourself have planted, this son you have raised for yourself. I believe here that David is speaking of the Anointed One. Protect what you have yourself planted, this son you have raised for yourself, the Messiah. For we are chopped and burned by our enemies. May they perish at thy frown. Strengthen the man you love, the son of your choice, or the son of man you made strong for yourself, and we will never forsake you again. Revive us to trust in thee. Turn us again to thyself, O Yahweh of the armies of heaven. Look down on us, your face aglow with joy and love. Only then shall we be saved. Just sit back and relax, and then we'll go on to Psalm 81 from the King James Version.
Light of my life in you, I'm shining in my eyes. You're the light of my life in me, you're shining bright. Jesus Lord, you're the word, in you I am alive. Jesus Lord, you're the word, in you I am alive. Jesus Lord, you're the word, in you I am alive.
From Spokane, that's Steve Effinger from 1980. Starlight, Star Bright. Here on The Thought for Today. Psalm 81 now. We're having to turn to the King James Version. There's errors in the Living Version in the first couple of verses there, and I'll try to bring that out here. Our purpose is not to show that everybody else is wrong and we're right, because nobody is 100% right. But anyway, Psalm 81. Our purpose is to lift up our Almighty, Mighty One, Yahweh, and also to speak in truth and in the Spirit. Psalm 81, sing aloud unto Yahweh, our strength. Make a joyful noise, a joyful sound unto the Mighty One of Jacob. Sing aloud unto Yahweh, our strength. Make a joyful sound unto the Yahweh of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with a psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this is a statute for Israel, and a law of the Mighty One of Jacob. Now this is where other translations may have blown it there, calling the new moon a full moon. Actually, that's the new moon. There's quite a controversy about that, but it should be at the first crescent, the first sight of light as the moon is sighted. So take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with a psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on the solemn feast day. For this is a statute for Israel and a law of the Mighty One of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. You called in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I reproved thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Now we're going to Psalm 81, verse 8. Next verse. Hear, O my people, I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange God be in thee. There shall no strange Elohim be in thee. Neither shalt thou worship any strange Elohim. I, Yahweh, thy Mighty One, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people will not hearken. They would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. That is Yahweh speaking there. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. See, they're walking after their heart there. The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? It says in Jeremiah. And I think that's chapter 17. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of Yahweh should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. That's Psalm 81. A lot of should-haves there. And verse 15, the haters of Yahweh. But people today say that even to read the scriptures, even to read the Beatitudes, is a hate crime. That's hate speech, to read you know, anything from the scriptures. Well, that's in their opinion, and they're wrong. But Yahweh says the haters are those whose hearts are against him, who do not obey his law, who don't have his spirit in them. And to walk and trust in Yahweh, to trust in the Messiah, Yahusha, for their salvation. So the haters of Yahweh should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have, he said, I have satisfied, should I have satisfied thee. Thanks for joining us today on The Thought for Today.